Oh snap, welcome to Future Fashion Icons. I am Michael Freeby, and first up, it's been tried all over the world. Kayla McSwiggin, who is very McSexy, he is the author of a book called, I think it's called Eat Gay Love or Eat Pray Gay or Pray Gay Eat or something. Well, this Kayla McSwiggin person is very McSexy, and he had recently shown up to London Gay Pride in a see-through black tank top, which appeared to be sparkly with gold. And then he was wearing some short black shorts. He looks hot. His hair is always a platinum blonde. I'm going to need to find out Kayla McSwiggin's McSecrets. And he recently posted about how he had been exercising nonstop for almost 900 days. Wow. I would have died at day one, but he had been exercising for almost 900 days, but he was disappointed when he skipped a day, and then he posted a picture of his body, which looked hot, and he had a flawless tan. His Speedo was black with what appeared to be circular cutouts all over it, giving it a see-through effect. I've been seeing a lot of Speedos and biker shorts with these circular cutouts. I'm going to need one after seeing it on Kayla McSwiggin. So he looked hot, but speaking of pride, this past weekend was San Diego Pride, and Sean Cody's Phoenix, who is FeenXXX on Twitter, Phoenix had busted out a sexy crop top that was black with rainbow trim. It was a thick rainbow trim all around it. I need a thick rainbow trim on everything. And then Phoenix changed into a second look, and the second look was basically a black halter top, black crop top with black short shorts, but the short shorts were see-through and showed off Phoenix's flawless buttocks. Oh my God, I need to find out Phoenix's squat routine. Phoenix looked hot, Phoenix looked flawless, but also at San Diego Pride was Travis Sugaring, who wore a rainbow-colored singlet, and he appeared to be busting out dance moves on the dance floor. I could not have done that because I don't like these crowds, but he busted out dance moves on this crowded dance floor, and he apparently has videos of him sugaring people and waxing them. That's very kinky and kind of hot, but I mean, I think his sugaring, it looks like he does a good job. He makes the people extremely smooth, etc. But I'm not sure I would be comfortable being videotaped, being waxed or sugared, but good for him. Meanwhile, in New York, Chris Walsh, the star, or Chris W, the star, I guess he's Chris W. the star on Twitter, Chris Walsh the star on Instagram. Chris Walsh the star hit New York in a cute preppy ensemble. It was a bright red baseball shirt where it was white with bright red sleeves and a bright red crew neck, is that what you would say, with black short shorts. It was casual. He wore a baseball cap with swooped bangs. Chris Walsh was hot, but I would have liked to have seen what he wore to New York Pride and DC Pride. I heard his outfit was glittery. I heard there was Swarovskis. I heard there was glitter everywhere, sequins everywhere, but I didn't see the pictures. I wanted to see pictures of Chris Walsh's flawless glittery ensemble. Where are they? But Chris did hit the clubs in New York, and he wore a star-spangled, I guess kind of glittery, a star-spangled glittery denim ensemble. It had stars all over it. Chris Walsh was sexy. Chris Walsh was hot. I need Chris Walsh in more glittery ensembles. I like this glittery, sexy Chris Walsh. So, yeah, more glittery ensembles. Meanwhile, in London, Jumbo Cow, or Jumbo Co, I believe he recently said on red carpet that his name is pronounced Jumbo Co. Jumbo Co has been rocking short blue, baby blue shorts, in almost a Tiffany blue color, but not quite. But it looked, the color looks good on him. He looks good in baby blue. But my favorite Jumbo Co content recently was all his photos and videos of himself with Melk. He's wearing different white ensembles while posing with different types of Melk, cartons of Melk, gallons of Melk, pints of Melk. And in some of them, he's dripping the Melk on himself while trying to drink it. I mean, I think Jumbo Co looks hot with Melk. I may have to try this Melk diet. And speaking of all the prides and festivals, Barbie the Freak, that's her name, Barbie the Freak, Barbie the Freak was spotted tanning, wearing nothing but a skinny G-string and a giant oversized hat as Barbie got an epic tan and showed off all the bootylicious assets. I am going to need to find out Barbie's bootylicious butt tips. I am going to need to find out Barbie's tanning tips. I'm going to need Barbie's hat. I may even need a basic plain black G-string after this, because that is a good look to go tanning in a black G-string and oversized hat. But also, I saw that Sir Heckingson had recently posted photos, and Sir Heckingson has a similar aesthetic to me. He always wears those headbands. He wears 80s leg warmers. This time he was wearing the leg warmers with a bright red underwear with noodles all over it, like a cup of noodle soup. Oh my God, I need a cup of noodle soup print bright red underwear. I need to find out where Sir Heckingson got this. Also, I saw that Dancing with Leos, aka Chad Alec, aka Leo Grande, had announced he is going to be doing a cooking channel. Oh my God, I want to find out all of Leo's cooking tips. And his cooking channel is going to feature lots of cinnamon recipes. Oh my God, I love cinnamon. I wonder if Chad, aka Leo, aka Dancing with Leos, is going to do any recipes on churros. I love churros. Oh my God, churros and cinnamon. Maybe he can make some champurrado. Oh my God, champurrado. Meanwhile, I did see that my frequent collaborator, the Venezuelan superstar, Pili. Well, if he's my frequent collaborator, I need to figure out how to pronounce his name right. But Pili had recently announced that he is releasing a series of tarot cards starring all the epic superstars. Pili's tarot cards are going to feature Boomer Banks. They're going to feature the Prince Joshua. They're going to feature me. They're going to be hot. They're going to be sexy. They're going to be lit. By the way, I'm wearing a Scary Spice inspired ensemble inspired by Mel B. Oh my God, I've got those leopard print booty shorts. I was wearing some leopard print platforms earlier, but hold on. So I was wearing leopard print platforms earlier, but the platform, it literally fell off. Like, these were supposed to be by Pleaser, which is supposed to be a good brand, but the platform literally fell off while I was walking. I was in line to get a milkshake, and, well, I left that line. I mean, my shoe just went in half. That is so scary. Oh, my God. Anyway, so Pili is releasing a set of tarot cards. But speaking of tarot cards, Garrett Kinsley, aka Aries King, Garrett Kinsley is set to unleash his own tarot card readings with a tarot card reading series where Garrett reads your tarot cards. Oh my God, I want to have my tarot card read by Garrett Kinsley. Oh my God, the sexy superstar. So my best dressed pick of the week is Steph the Star, aka Steph the Star 19. Steph the Star has been showing up wearing a lot of cutouts lately. Like they're like cutouts along the chest, but it's like shirtless. I saw Steph the Star wore one in baby pink, one in rainbow colors, one in gold. And now my favorite one was bright red. Steph the Star looks hot in bright red. I was epicified. I also saw that the one ensemble that was mostly gold had the gold cutouts, but then Steph the Star was wearing some sort of white furry robe. I need this white furry robe. I need to hit up Steph the Star for all of these wardrobe tips, the hair tips. I need to find out where Steph the Star gets these cutouts and this furry robe. I need to find out where Sir Heckingson gets this bright red noodles underwear. I need to find out where Barbie the Freak gets this oversized hat. I need to find out Barbie the Freak's tanning tips. I need to find out Chad, aka Leo's cooking tips, and if Chad will be making churros. All this, and then some. Stay tuned for next week's Future Fashion Icons, also, where I will be finding out all of this and more. Thanks for tuning in. Dun, dun, dun.